What's going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close-up look. This is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, and it's Christmas, and it's Christmas. Hey, on a Christmas live, on a Christmas. Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on Christmas on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Hey, man, what's going on, man? Merry Christmas to everybody, man. I told y'all I'd get on here. Now, I really don't expect a lot of people to be here tonight, but it's cool. I'm just trying to keep pushing the content out. And you see I got the Christmas shout out to the Grinch. I got the Christmas green on with the red headphones and the Christmas spirit. But listen, man, I ain't even put these shades on, babe. Hold on, babe. But anyway, this is the best fitness podcast out. And if it's your first time watching, I ask that you hit the like button because this is the illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, most entertaining, the funniest, the most haters. We got all of that on this fitness podcast. We had a troll yesterday who became part of the fam on this fitness podcast. Go check out last night's episode. That joint was off the chain. Somebody said they think I staged that joint. I did not stage it. That's all authentic content, authentic reactions. That's why this is the best fitness podcast. That joint was crazy, man. Check out that big back BBW upset. She can't fit clothes, whatever it was last night. Go check that joint out. But we got some more stuff today. I know it's Christmas. Hope y'all ate good. You can big back today just a little bit. Have some fun.
Big back activity.
I big back today and had some fun. I'm back in the gym tomorrow, back eating clean tomorrow. You know what it is. So listen, man, we're going to go to these comments real quick. I'm going to try to, we ain't going to be here too long tonight, you know, but you never know. Shit happens. Wicked Scorpion, Merry Christmas to you. Big back, heart attack, calorie stack. You know the vibes. Michael Hawkins said, yo. Mona said, let's get it. And guess what? I'm back on Christmas. And let's get this episode started. All right, man. We getting straight to it. I might have some short stories to share at the end about my Christmas day, but we getting straight to it today. What the hell is going on with these security guards, man? Security guards are supposed to be able to de-escalate some drama if something goes on.
Nope.
They're supposed to be protecting people in the vicinity.
Nope.
We've gotten to a point where security guards, they are the biggest, they bigger than everyone there. They bigger than everyone participating in the activity, shopping in the store, whatever it is they defending, they the biggest ones there.
Big back activity.
And by big, I don't mean muscles and fit. By big, I mean back big as hell, belly big as hell.
Belly?
Now, these two security guards are men, because y'all say I don't talk about men on this podcast, which is a lie. Look at these security guards, these big back ass men. This is despicable, reprehensible, disgrace, unruly, whatever you want to call it. Bring the whole vocab out on they big back ass.
Big back activity.
Where is that, man? Here it is. Check this out. What the hell is... First of all, when I say that the men want to be built like the new aunties, here is the proof right here.
Nope.
What the hell is this? Both of they big back ass. What they about to defend?
Big back activity.
What they about to de-escalate?
Big back activity.
I might as well be my own security. You might as well bring the blicky with you everywhere you go because they ain't doing shit.
Big back activity.
And this is a, I guess this is a youth football. So it's going to be a lot of moms there. It's going to be a lot of kids there. You might have a crazy parent trying to fight the ref or something.
Big back activity.
What these dudes going to do? They ain't stopping no crazy parent from doing anything.
Big back activity.
They ain't stopping nobody from going in there hurting kids and hurting one of the moms. Yes, these are men. These are the American men. And what community is this?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
This is a disgrace, bruh. I don't care. I don't want to hear nothing about no eating disorder. Because they ordering disorder, 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 clearly. I don't want to hear nothing about they can't control it. I don't want to hear nothing about genetics. I don't want to hear nothing about it's no healthy restaurants in their neighborhood.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
Listen, I'm not trying to hear none of that. As a grown man, this right here is embarrassing. You see what they say? Where did they hire these security guards? Who hired them? Because we need to fire them. Are they contracting an outside company? They need to fire that company. And that contract is now void. They're done. And they need to alert every every event looking for a security staff in the city or the county. Don't hire this company because this is what they security built like. This is ridiculous. What the hell is going on, man? Hey, fellas, this is pitiful right here, man. Don't even say that because they getting money.
Nope.
You ain't making that much doing security. No shade to anybody doing security. I did security for a little bit. They ain't making that much money. How long you think I did security? I got to get to that chicken, man. I ain't got time for that. It's like, let me stop. But nah, this right here is straight embarrassing. Black men, well, men in general, American men, we need to get it together. But black men, we talk about everybody on this podcast, but I got to talk to my brothers real quick. We come from African kings. We come from great genetics. None of our ancestors in Africa was built like this.
Big back activity.
So we know you big back and calorie stacking. At the Dunkin' Donuts, hold up. You had Dunkin' Donuts for breakfast. You had Starbucks 500 calorie coffee for breakfast. Come on, man. Come on, fellas. Have some pride. Then these be the men complaining women ain't in shape. Come on, fellas. This is pitiful, man.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Ain't no way that it's grown men walking around like this and don't wake up and think they got to do something about it. Reprehensible. Black community, we get an L already.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I mean, what is wrong with y'all, fellas? No sense of pride. I bet they'll be good at being security guards against a tray of hot dogs. Oh, yeah. They going to defend them hot dogs. They ain't going to let you take the hamburgers, hot dogs, all the cookout food, pasta salad, beer, anything you got at a cookout, smoked chicken. They guarding all of that. This is ridiculous, fellas. That's a man. Yeah, that's a man built like somebody's auntie.
No diddy, you know.
How you a man with the ass of an auntie?
No diddy, you know.
How you a man with the ass of a grandma?
No diddy, you know.
How you a man with the ass of a babysitter?
No diddy, you know.
How you a man with the ass of an HR lady?
No diddy, you know.
That man built like a customer service receptionist.
No diddy, you know.
Oh, bottom heavy. He built like Squidward with the Krabby Patties.
No diddy, you know.
Gender neutral, heavy duty men. Yeah. Yeah, this is America's terrible, bro. We got to do better. They de-escalate the amount of food at the buffet. They de-escalate in all restaurants. They de-escalating all the tequila at the bar. They de-escalating all the beer at NFL Sunday. You know they drank all the beer for Christmas NFL games. And they probably watched basketball too. Probably watched the Timberwolves almost try to lose to the Mavericks and drank all the beer at the house. You know they took all the leftovers home from Christmas and Thanksgiving and still got Thanksgiving leftovers. They about to have Christmas leftovers. They probably going to have some New Year's leftovers next week. He thick. I know he getting bent over. Hey, yo, that's crazy.
No Diddy, you know.
Mona, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Mona, you're out of here. It's Christmas. We're not putting up with that behavior on Christmas, Mona.
No Diddy, you know.
He could be a little no Diddy. You never know, man. Oh, my God. I've never seen that type of build on a man before. Well, in America, anything is possible. Men gonna be built like this. What they securing, the leftovers?
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
They securing the calories. Securing all the carbs. Securing the alcohol. Securing the mac and cheese. Securing the greens. Buffet defenders. Hey, yo. Dude is so big, he has no choice but to arch his back to prevent himself from falling over. No Diddy. That was insane.
No Diddy, you know.
That was, a matter of fact, Wicked Scorpion. It's Christmas Day. We're not tolerating that behavior. You're out of here.
You're out.
Get out of here, bro. You're done for the day. Big Chicken finally catching the live. Merry Christmas. Hey, Big Chicken, welcome to the show, man. Big Chicken, did you see the video? You didn't? All right, cool. We're going to look at it one more time before we switch gears. Look at these big back ninjas. And it's only one race.
I'm not going to say
It's only one race that take pride in a man looking like that, and that's us African Americans. White people got men built like this, but they not praising them and making excuses for them. I tell you that right now. I'm telling you that right now. Black men, we got to get it together. Where the testosterone at? Where's the pride at? Where's the sense of urgency at? Come on, y'all. This is terrible, man. Hey, get they big back ass off my screen. Let's keep this podcast going. I'm killing y'all on this Christmas day. Listen, understand I'm different. I killed y'all on Sunday. I killed y'all on the eve before Christmas Eve. I killed y'all on Christmas Eve. And I'm killing y'all on Christmas Day, man. Come on, bro. Hit the like button for your boy. Hit the like button. And hit the like button again. Let's keep it going. We got this judge. She's basically doing some mediation for a divorce. And the wife says she's divorcing because the husband cooks too much. I got to get on the woman and I got to get on the man in this case. Let's check it out. And make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's keep it going, man. Where we got? Where is Joan at? Hold up, y'all. Let me find it. Oh, there we go. Let's check it out.
Ask you one more time.
He made me gain weight.
Okay, how did he make you gain weight? Ask you one more time.
He made me gain weight.
My bad.
Okay,
First. Ain't nobody make you gain weight, sister. You gained weight. Let's get that straight right here. Ain't nobody make you gain weight. You gained weight. Unless he held you against your will and forced you to eat, you gained weight. Let's keep it going.
How did he make you gain weight?
Because, I mean, now the man can cook. Brother can throw down. He cooked 4-course meals for breakfast, lunch, dinner. 2:00 in the morning, if I was hungry, he wouldn't fix me a sandwich. This man would make a whole meatloaf potatoes and gravy, vegetables, a big stupid cup of Kool-Aid. I go to sleep right on that. Get up in the morning, he done fixed French toast, pancakes, grits, biscuits. So now I'm laying on food on top.
All right, hold up. Let's get this straight. This is why relationships fucked up today. Not to get off fitness. Where's the communication? Hey, babe, I'm not trying to eat all that damn food.
Nope.
Babe, why don't you cook some healthy food?
Nope.
But you didn't do that. You sitting there enjoying all that Big Back food that he cooking.
Nope.
You sitting there enjoying it, putting on all them calories, calorie stacking, Big Back and slacking, and I know you ain't had no gym membership with that. So don't sit here and blame him for making your back bigger.
Big Back activity.
When you willingly ate the food and didn't complain about it or say nothing. Now you just want to get a divorce all of a sudden because you looked in the mirror and wasn't feeling that shit.
Top of the food I just laid on a couple of hours ago.
So your complaint is... that this man cooked too often and too well and
he made me gain weight.
Mrs. Lucas... have you lost your mind?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Hey, man, we got to have some accountability, bro. Ladies, don't stop blaming the man on gaining weight when you willingly eating the food. You willingly accepting the food. You not stopping him from it. You ain't telling him to get you, cook you better food.
Nope.
Buy you healthier food.
Nope.
You just sitting there eating it up. Packing on all them calories.
Nope.
And now you mad at him. Ladies, that don't make no damn sense. Fellas, if it's cool to keep your woman fed, of course you gotta feed her. But let's feed our women some healthy stuff.
Nope.
And let's get her a gym membership along with that. I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep it going, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. It's ridiculous, man. I'm sick of that. Listen, 2025. We not doing that no more accountability shit. We ain't doing no more of that, man. We holding everybody accountable. All right? If you eating too much food.
Belly deli.
We going to blame your weight gain on that. If you eating too much food.
Belly deli.
We going to blame your back getting bigger. Double chin growing. Cankles growing. Upper back rolls growing. Sweet potato arms growing.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams,
all of that.
Dogs,
we
chicken,
blaming all
turkeys,
of that.
Rabbit.
You name.
If your wrist is getting thick, we blaming it.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms.
We blaming it on your eating habits. What we not about to do is keep doing this bullshit, man. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Let's keep this episode going, man. I'm killing y'all today, man. Fellas, back to the fellas. Now listen, if you want to date fit women, that's cool. But I'm telling you now, you trying to date a woman who been in the gym for a while?
Nope.
Make sure that you are actually fit or you actually been in the gym for a while, you actually putting the work in, because if you get the capping,
stop the cap.
She's going to know you're lying. She's going to know you're lying, and she's going to have fit friends to confirm that you're lying, and don't end up like this guy. Let's check it out. 1 second. Where is that? Here you go. Let's check it out. First of all, don't go up to her mid-rep.
Come here a lot.
Yeah, I come here a lot. I haven't lost about 80 pounds since about 2020.
Boy, you gained 80 pounds.
Oh. I lost 80 pounds in 2022.
I love someone on their fitness journey.
Yeah, I eat clean and everything. You know, no chips, no sodas, no alcohol, no wings, no nothing.
Boy, we can look at you and tell you lying.
Stop the cap.
CMOS, vitamin B, C, D, E, and F.
Okay.
Well, I'm a Presbyterian. I do fish the same. I like all the roaches of the sea.
Do you drink or anything?
No drink. I don't party, no clubbing, no nothing like that.
Stop the cap.
Now you know you're sitting here lying. All this shit gonna come out eventually. You gonna get caught soon.
Maybe we and you should go out for breakfast tomorrow. Avocado toast and smoothie.
What is this? What are you doing?
Hey, push-ups in a restaurant is reprehensible.
Yeah, I get on my push-ups. I'm looking at my carbs. I'm supposed to have 62 carbs, but I have 63.
62 carbs. Boom, right there. That's how you know you're lying. 62 grams of carbs. Nobody says 62 carbs.
Nope.
Right there, off bucks. We know you don't make no sense, and we know you lying.
So I got them down to 60. Bust something for you. Seahawks. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You take this at breakfast?
Yeah, I'm taking it at breakfast. My avocado toast. Cannot be no fat fucker.
Who says I can't be no fat fucker? Nobody even says that.
Some mornings I don't even eat. I just drink.
We don't want to hear
it. Water. It says everything. Very demure. Very healthy. Very fruity. Look at all those nasty fat ass cakes.
Am I gonna see
if they
just
want? Yeah. We'll be at the gym tomorrow. Yep.
6 a.m.
Good night.
Okay,
nice. See, all turned to a
seahorse. Man, man.
So he got the buns. Now he's content. Now let's see what happens.
Slow down in the wings.
It's not in my wing. It's not in my.
It smells like liquor. Oh, no.
Listen, it's I told you I'm 60 carbs. 60 carbs. Fuck it, bro. Yo, can we get some more shots? You got 7 more lines?
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
Hey, fellas. She gonna catch you lying eventually, bro. Just stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
It just be real. Hey, you know, I'm just now getting started on my journey. I'm not really, you know what I'm saying? I got some bad habits, but I'm working to make them better. Just keep it real, bro. She going to respect that. Hey, cuz is crushing the wings. She going to respect that more than if you come out lying, bro. And now you a goofy to everybody. Now she going to tell everybody you goofy. And you know girls talk. She's going to tell all the other fit girls, too. Now you got to go back to big joints.
Big back activity.
You got to go back to big back joints.
Big back activity.
You got to go back to BBWs.
Belly, belly.
Hey, I'm killing y'all today, man. That man got to go back to these big joints, man. Damn. They trying to tell me they want a dad bod. They don't want me to work out, man. Damn. Trying to get right, man. No, well, you blew it. Wicked Scorpion said, these are the type of heavy-duty dudes that are approaching women at the gym you go to, Chris. Hell yeah, bro. I see it all the time, dog. All the time, bro. This shit wicked out here, bro. Man, I got a story for y'all at the end of the episode. Hopefully y'all remember. Big spider in the building. I see you eating all them lamb chops. Don't watch your podcast. Hey, Spider-Man, I crushed them lamb chops. My joints was smacking. Smacking. Yeah, I had moms cooking the lamb chops. I put it on my Instagram. Them joints was fire. Hey, man, let's keep this episode going, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button as well. Man, big fella. Big fella was lying like shit to her. Yeah. He's talking about, yeah, I'm not trying to be a fat fucker. Okay. Got caught red-handed. Anyway, 2025. I told y'all we're going to stop making excuses. So listen. Now, this video is a little extreme. They're gonna call me fatphobic.
Phobia is rooted in racism.
They're going to call me fatphobic. I really don't give a fuck. Now, if you put yourself in public, right, after you've been big back in calorie stacking, slacking.
Big back activity.
Don't get mad when people are looking at you because you're the biggest one at the location, in the vicinity, in the building. You're the biggest backest in the building. Don't get mad when people look at you. You chose that lifestyle. You happy with that lifestyle? So listen, the Bible tells you it's consequences to your actions. So there are consequences to you wanting to be the biggest backest in the building.
Big back activity.
Let's check out this girl be mad at her consequences for big backing, and she's the biggest backest in the building. Let's check it out. Oh, shit. Hold up. Shit. Oh, shit. Hold up. That scared me. Oh, my bad, y'all. Oh, shit.
That woman just snapped a picture of me, and I'm not sure I like that.
That woman snapped a picture of me. And I'm not sure that I like that. Well, ma'am, you at the mall at the food court rolling around on a cart because you're too big to walk. You was in the first scene, you was too big to get down the steps. So what the hell you think about to happen? I don't want to hear nothing about some, yeah, they're taking pictures of me. Hell yeah, they taking pictures of you. You the star. You the star of the day. You the center of attention. You are the attraction right now. Yes.
I've never had people so blatantly stop and take pictures of me.
What the hell you expect?
Keep it to yourself.
What the hell do you expect?
Self.
I am so humiliated and tired. I hate being in public like this.
If you hate being in public like, and I know nobody watching is 800 pounds, but if you hate being in public like this, why would you do this to yourself? I understand there's some mental barriers too when you get this big. That's another conversation. We ain't going there today. But if you don't want people looking at you like a
big back activity.
Don't have big back habits and big back actions because it leads to a big ass back.
Amber had reached a staggering 800 pounds after years of struggling with her weight.
800
Finally,
pounds.
Finally, she made the decision to travel to Houston to meet with Dr. Now, hoping to change her life.
Let's see what happens.
Unfortunately, her wheelchair broke down the moment she arrived at.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
How you so big the wheelchair broke? How you so big, the wheelchair broke. If that ain't a wake up call, I don't know what is. Now, a lot of y'all, most of y'all ain't breaking wheelchairs. But it's some of y'all who's stuck in belly and leggings.
Belly?
It's some of y'all who arms is bigger than bodybuilder arms.
Belly?
And not in a muscle way, in a fat way. It's some of y'all who go to take a piss and you can't see your piece.
Belly?
Ladies, some of y'all can't see y'all coochie.
Belly?
Not, you know what I mean. You look down and see belly. You only see your private parts.
Belly?
This applies to y'all too. What is the wake-up call? At some point, there has to be a wake-up call to spark a change.
The airport, forcing her to move around on a luggage cart. As she made her way through ridiculous. The airport, Amber noticed people staring at her, which left her feeling incredibly self-conscious. One woman even took a photo of her, making Amber feel like she was some kind of spectacle being gawked at.
She is.
To add to the humiliation, Amber had to purchase 2 seats on the plane due to her size. This was the break.
Good. They ain't give it to her for free. Good. You don't deserve no free seat.
Breaking point for her, turning what should have been a hopeful journey into a living nightmare.
To buy 2 seats on the plane on top of everything. This is my nightmare. I hope this is all going to be worth it.
Hey man, I'm sorry. I don't feel bad, bro. I don't feel bad, man. I do not feel bad. She did that to herself, and her loved ones allowed her to do that and encouraged her to do that and supported her doing that. I don't fucking feel bad. That's crazy. These are the, oh no, I read that already. Wicked Scorpio said, Timber. Jody Lama, peace, brethren.
Let him cook.
We always cooking on here. This is why fat shaming is needed. If the wheelchair taps out and says, all right, I'm done. We need it. We bringing it back in 2025. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's keep it going. Big back Chipotle. Let's get straight to it. We're going to look at a 500-pound girl and her Chipotle order. It's a mukbang, so we're going to be fast-forwarding through it because we don't have that type of time to view that bullshit on the podcast. But this just the reason I show this is just to show why our country is the way it is, why the obesity rates are the way they are, and we don't need to hear no excuses because people voluntarily make these decisions. Shaking the sauce up is crazy. Oh my God. She said, oh, my God. Pouring all this sauce. It looked like queso mixed with the salsa. Mixing it up. What's this? She about to get another bowl? What's that? What is tapping the bowl? What is that? Oh, man. Hold up. I know that's not the taco shells and Doritos. All right. We're cooked. We are cooked.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Not only do you got the big ass bowl with the queso mixed with the damn. Oh, my, let me play it. My bad. mixed with the damn salsa. You got the taco shells and Doritos with the big back ass Chipotle bowl. Hey, yo, this is getting crazy, bruh. I don't want to hear nothing about the diet don't work the same for black women.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Yo, this shit don't make no sense. She making a little big back taco out of it. A big back taco with the Dorito. It's crazy. How you got double taco shells and they Doritos? Yeah, man. I ain't educating no more. We cooking big backs, we roasting big backs, and we keeping it real. We still gonna do a little education. But we bringing shame to this shit. You look at her. Look, no Diddy. Look at her.
No Diddy, you know.
Sauce on your lip, on your cheeks. A big back hot ass mess. What are we talking about, man? This is Wally era coming to us. Remember in that movie, they showed us big backs behind, carried by robot and fed through straws. Big facts. Ain't no way she got Doritos in the mix. Doritos and taco shells is insane, bruh. Those Doritos are good as fuck, but that's a lot of calories. Man, this 3,000 calories, easy. You already know. Yeah, I know.
You know, black people.
No, no.
When these people get naked and look in the mirror, I know they feel hopeless and disgusted. Exactly. You gotta feel some type of way, bruh. You gotta feel like a failure. And then they cope by doing this shit more, which will never make any fucking sense to me. I don't care. Call me mean, uneducated, black men stupid, trainers are stupid, podcasters are stupid. Call me all of that. I don't care. Y'all supporting this shit? Go ahead. I can't rock with this shit. I can't rock with this shit, bro. This is insane. And she's still going. And we're only halfway through that video. It's really odd that this mukbang is a thing. Who wants to sit and watch these whales inhale food? Sheesh. Doing it for likes is mad wild. But the issue is, these big back ass big backs can monetize this content. And the social media platforms are not going to stop them from monetizing it. So they're going to continue to do it. And what they're going to do, influence the next generation. Because the next generation already fatter than we was as kids. And it's just going to continue. This country is going to continue to get fatter and fatter and fatter and fatter and big backer. So like I said last night, every man for himself, every woman for himself, every they them for themselves. It's like, nah, let me stop playing. But now this shit getting crazy. You got the taco shells and Doritos, and she just going nonstop. She ain't stopped yet. She ain't take a sip of water. She ain't take a big back breath.
Nope.
She ain't do nothing yet. Let's see Marty fit bars. Absolutely. Look at this nasty fool. You know that wig got to smell something terrible. Man, everything on her smells something terrible. I can't imagine what the... Never mind. It's a fitness podcast. Yeah, we're cooked. We're cooked. We're cooked, man. This is trash.
Nope.
Yeah. You see it right here. So I'm not feeling bad for nobody that quote unquote can't lose weight. When the last time you think she had a vegetable or a fruit? 2016? 2014? 2012? 2010? Yeah, man. Hey, Sheila's disgusting. She's absolutely disgusting. Hey, get her off the screen and let's keep this podcast going because I'm killing y'all on this good Christmas day. Hit the like button. Now, that shit really crazy. That shit is really crazy, my guy. We're cooked. We're cooked. Speaking of deep breath, black men, we got to get it together.
I'm not going to say what race, listen, what people.
My brothers, if you try and get it together, you on your journey, cool. I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you. I support you 1,000%. Duh. But what's not going to happen is you can't be big back and try and fit in skinny jeans that don't fit. The skinny jeans don't fit. You got to wear them baggy for now, man.
Nope.
Or wear some sweatpants. The skinny jeans right now ain't the move for you, brother. Let's check it out. It ain't the move for you.
His nose, clothes, and toes. Everything on this man is tight, bruh. This man is built like a deep breath, bruh. He said some, now take the picture, bruh. That's the very beginning.
Hey, man, fellas, y'all can't do this, bruh. Come on, man. You can't be Big Bag Man trying to dress like a bad bitch, man.
Nope.
It don't work like that, man. This guy looks crazy. With the shirt tucked in, it's crazy, too. With the... Oh, man, listen. Guys, we got to get it together. There's no need for us to be built like this. You know ninjas don't care what she smells like downstairs. They still going to eat it like a Chinese buffet, big back and all.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Fucking disgusting. Those extra tight pants on that land well. This shit crazy. Fellas, we got to do better than this, man. Fellas, we taking L's left and right. What the hell is going on this Christmas day? He got them jeans for Christmas. He wore them to the family function for Christmas.
Nope.
Johnny laughing. Wicked Scorpion said, ew. Yeah, this is ridiculous, man. Listen, get your body right before you want to wear the super tight clothes because you look ridiculous here. It ain't time yet, brother. Your time can come, but it ain't time yet. All right? Fellas, we got to tighten up. 2025, fellas getting in better shape. We're going to keep spreading the message out to fellas. We're going to keep yelling at the fellas. We're going to keep preaching to the fellas. We're going to preach to the ladies too, but especially the fellas, we got to get it together. We got the we got the lowest testosterone levels ever right now. Out of any men in the country, well, in history in the country, we got the lowest testosterone levels, fellas. We got to tighten this shit up. And I say what I say. You know I'm going to tell the truth, but you know I got to go. All right, man. I'm killing y'all on this episode, man. Let's keep it going. Christmas Day. Christmas Day episode, man. Hit the like button. Hit the like button, man. All right. We got, speaking of testosterone, the reason the fellas nowadays got such low testosterone, maybe it's because we don't even know how to pronounce the word correctly. We don't even know how to say testosterone.
Nope.
Probably don't even know how to spell testosterone.
Nope.
Let's listen to how men, a.k.a. Meek Mill, let's listen to how men say testosterone nowadays. No wonder we ain't got no testosterone if we pronouncing it like this. Let's check it out.
One of my old homies, he like, I'm working with artists. He said, them niggas' testosterone ain't up like yours. Damn.
What?
What did he just say? What?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We're cooked. Because I know he didn't just say testosterone like that. We're cooked.
I'm running one of my old homies. He like, I'm working with artists. He said, them niggas' testosterone ain't up like yours. They ain't working hard.
Testosterone.
Like you. He said, I ain't been around no niggas that's like you.
No.
I ran into Ross, it was different.
And homeboy tried to correct him. He didn't even know he was wrong.
Nope.
Yeah, fellas, we're cooked. Y'all continue to be soft built like aunties. Soft back. Big back. Wide back. fat back. Y'all continue to do that, fellas. Y'all do y'all thing, man. Don't keep skipping the gym memberships. Keep skipping the gym. Keep eating that Popeyes, French fries, Five Guys. Keep doing y'all thing, fellas.
I'm running one of my old homies. He like, I'm working with artists. He said, them niggas' testosterone ain't up like yours. They ain't working hard.
Testosterone.
Like he said, I ain't been around no niggas that's like you.
No.
When I ran into Ross, it was different.
Bruh, that's pitiful, man. My brother in Christ, this is Meek Mill after Diddy. He lying, talking about he ain't been with no ninjas.
No Diddy, you know?
One of my old homies, he like, I'm working with artists. He said, them niggas' testosterone ain't up like yours. they ain't working hard.
Testosterone.
Like you. He said, I ain't been around no niggas that's like you.
No, no, no.
When I ran into Ross, it was different.
Yo, the ninja tried to correct him. He ain't even know that he said it wrong. He said, he kept talking. He said, testosterone. Me kept talking.
I ran into one of my old homies. He like, I'm working with artists. He said, them niggas testosterone ain't up like yours. They ain't working hard.
Testosterone.
Like he said, I ain't been around no niggas that's like you.
No, no, no. It's
when
different.
I ran into Ross, it was different.
Pause. When I ran into Ross, it was different. Yo, no Diddy.
No Diddy, you know.
That's a new type of ignorance. Absolutely a new type of ignorance, man. That shit crazy. Didn't Meek Mills get his cheeks busted by Diddy after he took him shopping?
No Diddy, you know.
I have no idea. I don't put anything past anybody, though. I have no idea. Oh, man. Y'all ninjas are crazy, bro. I'm killing y'all today, man. Oh, my God. What do you say? Testosterone. Yeah, niggas, testosterone is... We're cooked. Ladies, I feel bad for y'all. Yeah, niggas, testosterone is fucked up. What are you talking about, bro? That's why he can't say testosterone right.
Dom the Monko.
But Brown Baldy, I'm telling you, I bet a lot of people can't say it right because we don't even. I have testosterone. A lot of ninjas don't even have testosterone. Yeah, niggas, testosterone ain't right. I'm about to start using that shit. Hey, should I get a sound? Should I make that a sound? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, they try to tell me I'm fucked up. Ninjas, testosterone is fucked up.
Nope.
My bad, y'all. I thought that shit was funny as hell, bro. Diddy left a bad taste in his mouth? Yeah, well, you're out of here, bro.
No Diddy, you know?
Strike three, you're out.
It's Christmas. You're out of here, man. Yeah, just testosterone is fucked up. You definitely should. All right, I'm gonna make one. I'm gonna make a sound, bro. All right, man. Hey, man. Hold up. Hold up. Right, one more time. This is the last time. Because it's Christmas. I'm going to let y'all go, man.
One of my old homies, he like, I'm working with artists. He said, them niggas testosterone ain't up like yours. They ain't working hard.
Testosterone.
Like you. He said, I ain't been around no niggas that's like you.
No, no, no. It's
when
different.
I ran into Ross, it was different.
Oh, brother, this Ooh. Guy stinks!
Queen B 42, a homeless family of four can live in those pants. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, man. Let's keep it going, man. We're going to finish out the show. We almost done. We're going to finish with some actual fitness tips. There's one girl. I don't even know her name. And then we're going to get up out of here, man. Hey, y'all. Just coming in. What up, Queen B 42? A. Carl Henry said yes. All right. We're going to finish with some fitness advice because this is a fitness podcast. Like I said, I forgot Shorty's name. Oh, hey, Carl said, make it a sound. Say less. All right, man. Let's watch this video. Get up out of here, man.
A couple of y'all feelings, but I'm going to be real with you. Main reason why you're struggling with consistency in your fitness journey is you're stuck in your past life. You don't want to say no to the parties. You don't want to say no to the shots. You don't want
to. You got to say no to parties and shots for sure.
Say no to that five finger canes combo with extra.
You damn sure can't get the five finger raising canes combo. You're raising canes and raising your back size.
Big back activity.
Raising canes and raising your belly size.
Belly?
Just sauce on the side. And then on top of that, you don't want to wake up early to work out. You don't want to meal prep. You don't want to cook your own food. It just sounds like a lot of BS excuses. Contradicting to have goals of wanting to be a better version of yourself, to having an improved life overall, while still doing the same things that put you in the position that you want to get out of. The only way to be consistent is to be disciplined. And discipline, you're going to need to start creating healthier habits. You don't want to be disciplined, that's fine. Okay, you're just going to keep continuing being in the same cycle that you've been in for the past couple years. That New Year's...
Getting no results, blaming a personal trainer.
Resolution going to be your same New Year's resolution.
Every year, you got New Year's resolution every year. By the end of December, no results. still fat as hell.
Big back activity.
Here, and maybe the year after that.
So if you want change, baby, you better make a shake. Because you can't talk without the walk. I'm sorry, but all the talking, the manifesting, the praying, I'm going to get the body of my dreams this year, blah, blah, blah.
Hear that shit.
And you're not doing no work behind it. It's crazy. Dreams don't work until you do. And that doesn't mean 1-2 weeks of work. 2-5 months of work. You're going to have to grind for real if you want to see some real progress. And don't you dare complain about the stuff that you got to do, because you ain't even doing the things that you need to do to get to the place that you want to be. Because trust me, successful people barely complain. And if they do complain, it's because they can't complain. Because guess what? Because they're getting it done. Bottom line is, stop making excuses and just do the work that you need to do. Because I promise you, 2025 is going to be here in a blink of an eye. And you're going to be sick that you have the same goals that you've been having for the past 5 years.
Oh, man, she cooked. Oh, yeah, she's cooking. She's cooking. Big Chicken said she is fire. She's definitely fire.
Let him cook.
Let her cook, man. Hey, you know I had to finish the Christmas stream off with some fitness tips. But listen, man, real quick. Before we get up out of here, I gotta share something with y'all, bro. Yo, people, I don't know what it is about the gym and the fitness people, but people feel some type of way like they got some shit to prove to us. Hold on. Her overhead press form is on point, especially since not a lot of women or people in general do overhead press. Absolutely. I don't know why people think they got to say some slick shit to gym people all the time, man. And, you know, I was around some family today, and they made a comment like, mind you.
Big back activity.
The last thing you need to do is be criticizing somebody who goes to the gym. But it's family, so I'm chilling. So they made a comment like, oh, yeah, I ain't going to the gym like, y'all got that. I ain't got time for that shit.
Nope.
Man, listen, you know how your mother look at you out the corner? Hold up. You know how your mother look at you out the corner? I like, don't you say nothing. My mom looking at me like, don't you say nothing. Chris, you better not. She looking at me like that. I'm like, all right, I'm going to let him rock. I'm going to let him rock. I ain't going to say nothing. Just know I'm getting more mature because I was ready to light his ass up, one of my cousins. But anyway. All right, so I'm just saying, I'm telling y'all that I deal with this shit too, with all the slick talk and this and that. You know, the trainer slash podcast host deals with the shit too. Your family is, they're going to be the first one to try to throw shade and derail your goals.
Nope.
Now, there ain't no big back in my family throwing me off.
Big back activity.
And I got plenty of them. Don't think I don't. All right? But anyway, I just wanted to let y'all know I deal with the bullshit that I preach about. To y'all, I've been through it, still go through it. I'm going to continue to go through it. With all that being said, fire Christmas episode. Absolutely. She spit straight bars in that video. Absolutely, man. Definitely straight bars, man. Hey, hope everybody had a bomb-ass Christmas. Hope you ate some good food. Hope you had a great time with the fam, because I definitely did. And listen, man, we're going to be back on here Friday. I might be here. I might be in the studio. I don't know. But there will be a podcast Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Go ahead, follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram, TikTok, X. You on the YouTube now. Make sure you subscribe to the page. Make sure you share with a friend. Hit the like button. And once again, this is the best fitness podcast out. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of your belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved, don't watch the podcast. If you want to come in here like Shelly, trolling, and get cooked, but Shelly was cooking back, don't watch the podcast. But anyway, make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure y'all tune in on Friday. Make sure y'all follow my social media. And I'm going to catch y'all on the next episode. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best fitness podcast out. We out of here.